Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Vice President Harris will visit a clinic that provides abortions in Minnesota today. The White House calls the move a first for any president or vice president. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
Harris is traveling to the Twin Cities as part of her series of events around the country on reproductive care. A White House official tells NPR Harris will get a tour of the facility from the clinic's chief medical officer. Harris has led the White House's efforts to fight for reproductive rights since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It's been a winning issue for Democrats in elections since then, and the party believes it will remain top of mind for voters heading into November. Minnesota has enshrined abortion rights in the state, but since the reversal of Roe, patients from neighboring states like North and South Dakota have had to travel to Minnesota for abortion care. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Lawyers for former President Trump are expected in federal court in Florida in about an hour. They're to argue that the charges that he mishandled classified documents should be dismissed, that he was entitled to keep the records after leaving office. A medical examiner in Oklahoma has issued a report on the death of Nex Benedict, a teenager who was suspended after a fight at school. Elizabeth Caldwell with member station KWGS reports.
According to a summary report, Benedict likely died by suicide after consuming two different kinds of medication. The 16-year-old Owosso High School student's passing has been the subject of scrutiny since last month. Benedict identified as non-binary and, according to family, struggled with bullying at school. One day before Benedict died, the teenager was suspended for getting into a fight in a school bathroom. Owosso community members previously told reporters that ultimately bullying is what caused Benedict's death. In a statement posted on X, Attorney General Gentner Drummond said the finding of suicide makes him even more concerned about allegations of bullying. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell in Tulsa.
The United Nations has begun withdrawing non-essential staff from Port-au-Prince because of escalating gang violence in Haiti. Author Mitch Albom runs an orphanage outside Port-au-Prince. In a separate rescue operation, he was one of several Americans who were brought out of Haiti by helicopter. He's relieved, but worried.
When we came over the Haiti airspace to the Dominican Republic and they said, okay, we're clear of Haiti airspace, the others kind of clapped and said, yeah, you know, we're safe. My wife and I were kind of hit with a very deep pang of sadness because our kids are still there and our staff is still there.
He said even if the orphanage children and staff had managed to get on the helicopter, they wouldn't have been able to land because the Dominican Republic would have sent them back over the border into Haiti. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Thousands of farmers are rallying in New Delhi, India today. They're demanding the government pass legislation to guarantee higher crop prices. They arrived by bus and train after authorities barricaded the highways to keep out their tractors. A boycott against U.S. brands to protest the U.S. supplying weapons to Israel in the war against Hamas has spread through many Arab countries. NPR's Jane Arraf reports from Amman, Jordan.
In bustling downtown Amman, the Starbucks branch is almost empty. But next door, a homegrown Jordanian coffee chain, Astrolabe, is filled with customers. Many of them, young people mostly, say they no longer go to Starbucks because of its perceived support for Israel. In fact, a lot of people, like Zain Nadal, consult an app when deciding how to spend their money.
So you can put any brand or product name, and it will tell you why it's boycott. Like, how does it support Israel?
It's the same at McDonald's and in supermarkets, where shelves of Coke and Pepsi have been replaced by local cola. It's led to layoffs of Jordanian workers, as well as hurt some U.S. company profits. Those doing the boycotting say it's the only way they can send a message that the war in Gaza has to stop. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Amman.
Chinese officials say they'll reciprocate if the U.S. bans TikTok. The House passed legislation yesterday that it would impose a ban unless the Chinese-owned app sells its U.S. business. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said the U.S. is using a robber's logic. It sees the good things other people have and is devising methods to make them yours. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.